This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, November 6, written by Henry Krenenberg. Following Truth, from Romans 1. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. In our reading from Romans today, Paul paints a picture of what happens when people do what is right in their own eyes. When people suppress the truth, they no longer want God to function as God in their lives. Their thinking becomes futile, and their minds and hearts grow dark. And God says, in effect, "If that's what you want, that's what you get." God gives them over to their own desires, and all kinds of immorality and destructive behavior take over in their lives. Paul summarizes in a way like this: since they didn't bother to acknowledge God, God quit bothering them and let them run loose. And then all hell broke loose. If I didn't care about God or what God says, I might be irritated by this passage. But I do care, and the last thing I want is for God to let me destroy myself. Since I know how easily I can turn to my own ideas of truth, or what I wish truth to be, what do I do with this? God's answer is clear. We need to follow the one who is truth, the one who won't be deceived or deceive. That's the track of life, the only road. The story of the lost son in Luke 15 gives me hope. It tells me that when truth helps me see that I am off track, my Father is also waiting to help me get home. That is gospel truth. Will you pray with me? Father, your hand in our lives is life. Forgive us for the ways we have not acknowledged you. Lead us on the path that brings us to you. In Christ, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.